it's very hard to describe the shock. It was like being dragged into a black hole or buried alive. It was profound. All of her family and her huge circle of friends were in a state of utter disbelief, because Becky, the last woman anybody expected to do this. She had no history of mental health problems, and she had everything to live for. The grief became so immense and so harsh when we realised, by accessing her records, which in some cases took a long time and was expensive, when we finally got her records and we realised the extent of the failings, the pity and the anger became very hard to bear. There were several points at which the risk to Rebecca could have been identified and wasn't. When the baby was born, because she had a baby boy and she had a traumatic and prolonged birth, that in itself should have at least drawn to her some advice, some counselling, some monitoring, which didn't happen. The appointments I attended with her, including when she saw the private doctor, the attitude was dismissive, patronising. There was no respect for the fact that as a mother, she might have a pretty good idea what was going on with her baby. These things are very hard to live with. That's why, as a family, we have to, not just for ourselves to alleviate the grief, but more importantly, for the mothers out there who are still suffering, to implement, to provide early support. When a mother begins to not cope, when she finds she's struggling, to be able to coax her to talk about it, to give her the help, the early help. The approach is about tender, loving care. The approach is about coaxing mothers to talk. So that rather than saying, well, we've given you a leaflet, and if you go online, you can look at this. You know, they want somebody in their home talking to them. All they need now is to inject some tender, loving care and have the funding in order. And that's their job to gain that. We will help them. We will campaign for this funding. That's what's needed in order to provide the old-fashioned support that is no longer there in society, because most members of the family work, neighbours are working. It's hard to have the support around you that you do need.